this is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Samantha.
How's it going?
Sam, all I can say is T-G-I-F-S.
S?
Thank God it's Friday, Sam.
What a sense of humor. So witty, so outrageous, so off the wall.
What do you want?
Well, Bonnie's parents aren't using their condo in Vermont, and I cleaned my room, and I did all my homework, and I've got plenty of money for lift tickets and food, and my tank is full, and my tire pressure is a perfect 32 PSI. What do you say?
No.
Come on, Sam. I mean, you're too young to go away for the weekend on your own.
Dad, that's so, so sweet. But you don't have to worry. Because there will be a chaperone there.
Oh.
Bonnie's sisters are ready up there.
Definitely not.
She's a responsible adult.
Responsible? Sam, she took you and Bonnie to a rock concert and forgot to bring you home.
She did not forget. She got invited backstage by the drummer.
Look, Sam, forget about Vermont, okay? Don't even ask me. No, is that clear?
No. You never let me do anything. You didn't even think about it.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. No.
You are being so unfair.
I am being a father.
What's the difference?
Oh, hey. Take it easy.
Look, I have had a very hard week at school. I have earned the right to have some fun. I am young, I am vital, I need fresh air and exercise.
You want fresh air and exercise, Sam? You want fresh air and exercise? Go upstairs, unpack your suitcase, and open a window.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
Well, at least she's packed for it.
And you know, I don't like your tone either. Where'd she go?
Oh, she went that way.
Samantha? Samantha? You come back here, Samantha. Sam? Sam? Do you hear me?
The
stereo must have been blasting.
All right, we are going to have the best time. Okay. We'll be there by 7, dinner by 7:30, night skiing at 8, and guy scoping at 8:01. We are going, aren't we? Bonnie, I walked out on my father. Great, then we are going. I don't know. He said no 4 times, and then his nostrils started to flare. One by one. Look, Sam, make up your mind. If we don't hurry, all the good-looking Svens will be taken. His favorite word is no. The first time I wanted to go to a PG movie, he said no. The first time I wanted to wear lipstick, he said no. The first time I wanted to go to a dance, he said yes.
Yes?
Ah, but there was a catch.
Well, thanks for the ride, Dad.
Hey, you know, dances at the school gym, eh? That wonderful aroma of gardenias and sweat socks.
Well, thanks again, Dad.
Yeah, so long, Coach.
We'll call you when we're ready to come home.
No, you won't.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're gonna love this. You really are. I got a surprise for you. I volunteered to be a chaperone.
Chaperone?
Yeah, I'm gonna be here all night. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Hey, kid, would you take our picture? This is gonna be wonderful.
Ooh, talk about father overkill. You wanna talk about overkill? Think hickey.
Hello, girls.
Dad! What are you doing here?
I was gonna put away your laundry.
Those are Jonathan's.
Oh, gee.
My mistake. I'm mistaken. Yeah.
What's the matter with your neck?
Nothing.
Why are you going like this?
It's a new dance. Yeah, everyone's doing it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can do it the other side, too. No, you can't, Julia.
Oh, yeah, sure you can. Look. Samantha, that's a hickey.
Whoa! How'd that get there?
Sam, we gotta go. We have to study.
Yeah, we have a lot of homework.
Oh, I already did mine.
Well, then you can do ours.
All right, Samantha. I want to know how this happened.
Okay, well, see, Todd was kind of kissing my neck, and then...
I know how it happened! I want to know how you could let this happen. I suppose you think this is cool.
Sort of.
Oh, that's it. That's it, Samantha. You're grounded.
But, Dad, I have a date tonight.
Oh, that's what you think. That's what you think. You're never going to see that boy again, or any other cool boys, or popular ones, or even a wannabe.
Dad!
Go to your room.
I'm in my room.
Then stay here. And think about what you did.
Great, great. There's no answer at Bonnie's. I can't believe she did this. I mean, she's never defied me like this before. I mean, she's acting like a
teenager.
How did this happen?
Take it easy. She's probably out having a pizza right now. She's probably somewhere pouring her heart out, complaining what a terrible, insensitive, unfair parent you are.
I hope you're right, Angela.
You know what will make you feel a whole lot better?
What?
Marching into that kitchen, whipping up a batch of lasagna, little Caesar salad, little garlic bread.
Mother, will I miss lunch?
Tony, you know, I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I don't think that Sam would go off to Vermont without your permission. She'll be back.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You think?
I think.
Right?
Wrong. She's history.
Jonathan!
Hey, she's run away before.
What are you doing? Making bees fight.
Let me know who wins.
What's that?
Just a note to my dad. I'm cutting out for a while.
Where are you going?
Do you have to know everything?
Yes.
I'm going to a place where it's okay to stick up for people. My old neighborhood.
Ooh, that's where muggers live.
Oh, what do you know about it? It's a great place. There's always kids around to play games with, like stickball or street hockey. Did you ever fling a rat?
I don't think so.
You get a good dead rat. You tie a string to its tail, then you swing it and you fling it.
Wow, you're lucky. We don't have rats.
And there's guys sleeping right on the street. I mean, you could put bugs on them and they won't even wake up. I'm telling you, Jonathan, it's the best. Well, see ya.
When she makes up her mind to do something, there's no stopping her.
He's right. That's why I'm going after her.
What are you going to do? Let's say she did go to Vermont. Are you going to find her on some ski slope and make a big scene in front of all of her friends?
Hey, yo, I do not make scenes.
Sorry, it was a hunger pain.
All right, so I made one little scene. One little disastrous scene.
Dad, you've got it all wrong.
I've got it all wrong? Let me tell you something, Mason. She is nothing but a freshman in high school. She's a kid.
Dad, will you listen to me?
Hey, pal. You messed up my story about the three broken tackles. And I ain't Mason.
Oh. Skeeter.
Word gets around.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Okay. If he's not Mason, that's all right. Because I am not leaving this, and nobody else is leaving until I find this Mason guy. Where is he?
Thanks, everybody.
You're Mason?
How do you do?
What are you doing up there?
Losing my grip.
Samantha, he can't be over 15.
I can if you let me live.
What are you doing in college?
Majoring in abnormal psychology, minoring in kinetic physics.
Well, what are you doing in college?
I'm being humiliated by my father.
Hey, Samantha, you come back here.
How could you do this to me?
Well, hey, nobody's perfect. All right, I'm not going after her.
See, she's a bright kid. Give her some time. She'll realize that running out was wrong.
Yeah, you're probably right. Right, Angela? I mean, any minute she's going to walk through that door and look up at me with those big brown puppy dog eyes and say, Dad, you were right. And can you ever forgive me?
Fasten your seatbelt, Bonnie. We're going. Vermont, here we come.
Song. Oh, you should have seen it live.
You didn't tell me you went to that concert. Who took you?
Him.
Not a fight for your right to pop.
You're playing my song, Sam. You're gonna stop the show at that rock concert tonight.
Well, I just think it's great that Tony is letting her go. I have real respect for a parent who gives his child some space, a little freedom.
Yeah, and a seat right next to him. No. Come on, Dad, we're gonna be late. Could you believe this? I have to go to a concert with my father? Is there anything more humiliating?
He really ripped his jeans and moosed his hair.
He even wore an earring.
I think that's so cool.
You do?
My dad would never do that for me. He doesn't wear jeans, he doesn't wear jewelry, and he doesn't have hair.
You know, I read an article about kids with strict parents, you know. Sooner or later, they go pop. They get into sex, drugs, and they go on ski trips.
The parents or the kids? Come on, Tony, don't be so hard on yourself. You're doing okay. You're doing more than okay. You're doing a wonderful job as a father and a mother.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm okay as a father, but mother, whew, that was something I wasn't, equipped for. I was just looking for a bra. I mean, for my daughter.
And what size is she?
I don't know. She takes a 5 1/2 hockey skate. I don't know. She's a 12-year-old girl's size.
I take it this is her first foundation garment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, mine, too. I mean, it's the first time I ever bought a foundation garment.
I got it. This is our most popular preteen model.
This is? Looks like a surgical bandage.
Does your daughter need something larger?
No, I mean, if you ask me, my daughter doesn't need anything. I mean, unless you got something that'll help her catch a football.
This one's very popular with the Green Bay Packers. Here's a pretty one with a little pink bow.
No. It's too fancy. I don't like that stuff.
But you're not buying it for yourself, are you? You're thinking like a man, and you should be thinking like a 12-year-old girl.
I'm having a hard time thinking like a 30-year-old father. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dad.
Long time since we talked, huh?
We talked this morning, remember? You asked me how I wanted my eggs, and I said it would be easy.
I mean, talk. When people reach a certain age, honey, they begin to have trouble catching footballs. Well, not all people, just girls. Here.
Oh.
I knew it. I knew she didn't want one of those. I knew it.
Well, no, I wanted one like Marcy's with a little pink bow in the middle.
And then there was Halloween. Oh, that was a beaut. He walked around the whole night with an umbrella over my head. Can you believe that?
Sam, are we going to talk about your dad all night? It's like bad karma for the weekend.
You're right. No more. It wasn't even raining, Bonnie.
Your dad's bad, but not that bad. I mean, he let you go to the beach party, and he let you go on the wide trip to Washington. And what about that private school he said you could go to?
Well, I didn't go, did I? And anyway, are we going to be talking about my dad all night?
Great. Wake me when we get there.
Hey, listen, honey. About Montague, I'm sorry. I really am. It's just that where I come from, you know, people don't go shipping their kids off to school. What if you got lonely?
Marcy will be there.
Well, what if you got sick? Who's going to take care of you?
The nurse?
Yeah, she could do it. I always take it out as my job, you know. You're my little girl. And you're always going to be my little girl. In fact, when you're an old lady, you're going to be my little girl.
And wherever I am, you'll always be my dad.
This is great, huh?
Yeah.
Does this mean I can or can't go away to school?
Let me see.
Ooh.
I guess you can.
All right!
All right, but wait a minute. You're going to have to write.
I will.
And call a lot.
Hey, if anyone knows how to use the phone.
And I'm going to visit a lot, you know. Maybe every weekend.
I know.
I'm going to make a real nuisance of myself.
I know that, too.
And I want you to get great grades, you know. She can pick any college you want, any job you want, and be all you can be.
Dad, it's prep school, not the army.
Lisa, get in bed.
I'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
Dad. Good night.
Good night. I don't know how I got through her puberty. I mean, when I look ahead, I get real scared. I mean, how am I going to deal with the first time she goes away to college? The first time she falls in love? The first time she... Angela, hold my hand.
Tony, you got through all those other trials. You'll get through whatever the future holds. Look how far you've come.
Yeah. From Pickin Avenue to Oak Hills Drive.
Sure you got everything, honey?
I'm sure, Daddy.
Oh, goodbyes are tough, huh? I thought I noticed a tear in one of the cockroach's eyes.
I still say you're making a big mistake, Tony. How could you leave New York, huh?
The Triborough Bridge. Hey, look, Miss Rosine, you gotta admit, this neighborhood is falling apart. I mean, look at Samantha. When she starts coming home with black eyes, I think it's time for me to get out.
Hey, that's because there were three of those guys, Dad. And anyway, I got one guy sneezing out of his ear.
How are you going to support yourself, huh?
Oh, hey, Miss Rosini, I got a great job at a great place. It's all green with picket fences.
But you always said you love New York.
Yeah, but I love my daughter a lot more.
You know, I'd do anything for that kid.
Where are you going?
I'd do anything but let her go to Vermont on a dark and stormy night.
Are we in Vermont yet? Sam? Sam? I was on my way to Vermont, but I knew you didn't want me to go. So I started thinking about things, and well, it seemed like a really long way to go just for a little bit of snow. So I came home.
Hey, I didn't even know you were gone.
Home.
Well, I'm just glad you're back safe and sound with the family.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it better to be here nice and warm than be out on some snowy and cold ski slope surrounded by strangers?
I just feel bad for Bonnie. She was really looking forward to a wild weekend.
It's too bad she doesn't have anybody to go to Vermont with.
Yeah.
See you Monday.